Human beings have pushed up to 1 million the number of species of animals and plants on the verge of extinction. These what should be alarming findings are from a new UN panel report from over 450 scientists, which detail how humans have overfished the world's oceans, polluted land and sea, turned forests and grasslands into farms and cities, with devastating consequences for the natural world. Dr. Rebecca Shaw is the chief scientist for the World Wildlife Fund. She was part of the final shaping of this report. And Dr. Shaw, we are so numb to these alarming reports. Why is this one more alarming?
I think one of the most important things you can take away from this report is that the species are declining. And we've heard a lot of media reports, and there's been many scientific articles about the sixth mass extinction, in which we're losing species at a faster rate than all history on Earth. The thing that's really striking about this report, however, is that it also pivots to talk about the health of ecosystems. So when species come together to form grasslands or coral reef, they're coming together to form an ecosystem. And those ecosystems actually produce benefits for people that sometimes go unnoticed. But if you think about it even a little bit, you know from your school days that ecosystems underpin the economies, our food security, and our health around the globe. And I think that that is the thing that is really different about that report, is this is the first most comprehensive report that actually observes and records the decline of ecosystems, the healthy soils that produce an abundant food supply, or intact forests that clean the air by pulling CO2 out of the atmosphere, or wetlands that filter water. They're all being destroyed by human activity and by our productive activities. And it really is a time for us to think about how we change those activities, not just because we love to know that there's elephants and giraffes on the planet, but because it's for our very survival.
Right. I always wonder how we see the extinction of animals and don't understand that we're on that list too, you know, as mammals.
But, yeah, exactly. Yeah.
But I was shocked to see in the report that climate change, which we know is such a huge problem, isn't even the number one cause of this. The number one cause is the overuse of land, you know, the development of cities, the taking away of the land space that these ecosystems need to survive.
Yeah, for all you hear about climate change, you would be surprised that it wouldn't be the number one source of the impacts to ecosystems and to species. But it's certainly a major driver of changes that we're seeing. But when you actually go out and you destroy the land or you clear forests, tropical rainforests, to produce more food or to raise cattle, you actually lose a number of species, but you also lose all the productive activity of those forests. Ecosystems are not only impacted by climate change, but they're also a part of the fight against climate change. So we need to be much smarter moving forward, so we're managing, restoring, and protecting our ecosystems so that they protect us and continue to sustain us long into the next century.
That's Rebecca Shaw, chief scientist for the World Wildlife Fund, also part of the report from the UN that found that over 1 million plants and animals are on the verge of extinction. Rebecca, Dr. Shaw, thank you so much.
Thank you so much, and it was a pleasure to talk to you today.